Alright. I'm gonna click the random button now. Yeah, hopefully. Alright. Yeah, alright. You're just gonna switch to Ludwig van Oblivion covers then, you know? Maxby, has everyone listened to and practiced playing Ludwig van Oblivion all the time? But it does no good. The band chokes and falls, never rising again. You try to get something going with a former member or two, but they won't even return your calls. You realize that your life in the music world has come to an end. A hiccup in the reality mainframe makes you a Mulkin. All you see is black and oily, and it glows in the dark. Your head expands and swells. Your head now looks like a foot. Your skin is genetically fused with the oil that your mutant ancestors have been working the radioactive oil fields for three generations. Once Arrakis, now your people are Mulkins. Not considered humans, they are considered animals, and they can be owned. You can be owned. You can be powerful in the Mulkin underground. You are an underground revolutionary. Why are you a rebel against the system? Once your ancestors were Arrakis, then a series of Gulf Wars, America used endless depleted uranium missiles to turn the whole region toxic. Now there is a new race, not even considered human. That's your people, the Mulkins. Not a people, but a property. Very few free Mulkins exist out there, excluding the rebels. Three generations of being forced to work the radioactive oil fields to provide a far-off world with no fuel. Pitted against each other in death matches to amuse rich humans. Your generation is the children of the slave Mulkins imported into America. The great civil rights struggle is beginning. You are taking the militant road towards freedom. Alright. You organize a 12 Mulk team. You get the best, most dedicated Mulkin fighters that you can find. You get a fortress in the desert mountains with an underground system of caves and rooms. Now you just need money, weapons, and supplies to start a reign of blazing freedom.